It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This Ace Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The A's are back home from a long road trip, and there's a lot of momentum heading into this homestand, and the Athletics are going to be taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. A's baseball coming your way from the Coliseum at 6:40 right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Kyle McCann, the hero from yesterday's game, is going to join us in just a little bit. Ken Korak, the voice of your Oakland Athletics, the Bay Area Radio Hall of Famer, joins us here. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. It's good to be with you.
Hey, got to think Kyle McCann had a pretty good day yesterday, and when you get to hit a home run like that, you got to feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, we'll talk about that with Mark Hosse on the manager's show, and the fact that when you're a backup catcher, you're just not going to play that much, but you have to keep yourself sharp. So when he's played, he's been productive for the club, and this kind of a reunion for him, as you know, Chris, the Georgia Tech connection with Joey Bart starting and catching for the Pirates here this evening.
You know, when I think about the work that he has done, and we talked a little bit about it earlier today in A's Cast Live, about for a backup catcher, the fact that, you know, you got to help the starting catcher. You got to make sure you're catching all the bullpens, because you want to know all the starters. You want to know all the relievers. And that's how you get familiar with everybody, is sitting down in that bullpen and catching all these guys.
This is the Ray Fosse portion of the show, right?
Yes.
So when you're a backup catcher, you've got to work the pitching staff. I mean, the offense is great, but it's kind of a bonus, because you're going to make a living as a backup catcher. Your number one responsibility is to be a great receiver. And McCann has come a long ways from that standpoint, Chris, back to his days, especially in Double A, when his manager was Bobby Crosby.
Well, you're talking about offense. Well, since April 9th, the Pirates are averaging 2.7 runs per game. The A's are averaging 2.8 runs per game. So not a whole lot of runs per game. Something's got to give.
So you're saying the final score today will be something like 3-2, huh, Tony?
Correct.
Yeah, well, it'll be an interesting for Joe Boyle. I mean, I think you and I mentioned this earlier on A's Cast Live. The Pirates lead the National League in walks. And, of course, that's been the issue for Joe. Nobody's ever doubted his stuff. It's great. But, you know, consistently finding the strike zone has been a little bit of an issue for him.
And the thing that I've said over and over again, as a number five starter, I'm willing to work through the growing pains, because we know once he does figure it out, there is so much talent there, Ken.
Right. And we've seen it before, too, right, Tony? The three appearances he had for the A's after the trade from the Reds last year, in a short stint when he went down to AAA. I mean, he had good command last year during his kind of trial with the club in the second half down the stretch. So it's there. And he's someone that he doesn't have to be fine, because the stuff is that good.
When you think about this homestand, because you've seen it time and time again, traveling with the team, it can be a long road trip. Everybody's feeling good coming back. That first game, there could be a letdown. Talk about what you've seen and why it's so important to keep that momentum going with a win tonight.
Well, and I think it falls on the ball club to just stay in the moment. And that's been the mantra for Mark Hotze and the coaching staff. Yesterday was great, and they had a long flight getting back from Baltimore, but as part of the schedule. We have a beautiful night tonight, and I think that really helps. It's just a delightful evening out here to play ball. And so you have to maybe fight through some fatigue, but these are young guys, and they do have a day off coming up, Townie, on Thursday. So two night games, a day game, day off on Thursday, which will be welcome for sure.
You have a great call. I'll talk to you after the game.
Okay, buddy.
Ken Korak with us here on A's Total Access. Up next, the huge home run yesterday. Kyle McCann, we had to get him on A's Cast Live. Part of our conversation with him earlier today. Coming up next right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, LinkSoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
A Western legacy built by those who persevere through resourceful determination. Ariat honors that same legacy by bringing innovative technology to classic pieces. Driven by a dedication to the craft, Ariat blends timeless Western artistry with advanced performance features for the modern cowboy and rodeo athlete. Out West, ingenuity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
This is A's Total Access.
Kyle McCann joined us earlier today on A's Cast Live, and we talked about hitting that game-winning home run, a dream come true.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was a lot of energy, obviously. I got in the dugout screaming. All the teammates were on me, so it was an incredible moment, and couldn't be happier.
And in a situation to help your team to a standpoint, just talk about the team, the momentum, the flight, that all of a sudden, like, hey, we split New York, took two out of three from Baltimore. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, we love happy flights. Love them. To take that last series from Baltimore and even split with the Yankees, it just shows us what this team can do.
What is the feeling like from a standpoint of winning right now for you guys? Like, how do you guys – tell us how the confidence of how you feel about yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, obviously winning is more fun than losing. So when you start winning a lot of ball games, the team chemistry becomes better. It's just the locker room, and everyone's excited. Everyone wants to go out and get another win.
Yeah, confidence is such a real thing because you've probably at some point, I don't know when, but when you play on a bad team, you know you're losing almost every single day. That's rough. You kind of start playing for yourself. You're playing for your numbers. But here you can tell – There is. I'm not gonna say super special because we'll wait for that. But there is something special going on here.
Yeah, I mean we're all leaning on each other. We all want each other to do what needs to be done, and it feels like no one's being selfish. Everyone wants to try and win the ball game, and it's been a lot of fun.
So when you go on the road, we talk about it all the time. You're in a situation where you're flying together, you're traveling together, buses together, dinners together. Talk about coming together as a group when you're on the road, especially a long trip like that, which was 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps the team chemistry a lot. Everyone gets to know each other a little more. I mean, we're always hanging out together, even in off the field. We're all going to get dinners. I think it goes a long way, and I'm telling you, the team chemistry, we're in a good spot right now.
So I'm putting you on the spot. On this 10-game road trip, tell me something you learned about – one of your fellow players.
That is on the spot. Who would you want to know?
About anybody. You tell me. Something you learned. I didn't realize this guy's this funny. I didn't realize this guy eats like that. I didn't realize. Like, you learn something about everybody on one of these trips. I know when I travel with the team, you learn something about guys. And that's me. What's it like? Give me something you learned on this trip.
I would have to go with – as you said, people who eat a lot, I got to throw my boy out there, Kyle Muller. That man, I have never seen. He crushes the spread. I'll have a nice plate when I sit down next to him, and he'll look at me and go, that's it? That's all you're eating? he one-ups me on it. So if I'm sitting next to him, I got to make sure to load the plate up for sure.
Now, he is a big man.
Oh, he's huge.
So he's knocking it down.
Oh, breakfast, he's eating 10 eggs minimum, 10 pieces of bacon. I mean, he has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's impressive.
So, like, if he sits down for a steak dinner, he's multiple steaks down?
I don't know about multiple, but he's going to get the biggest one.
He's not getting cheated.
No, he gets it in.
That's impressive. And you know what? Let's talk about him and Mitch Spence. You know, because so much right now, obviously, Mason Miller. I like to highlight the guys. A role that I once had, when you're that guy that's not a celebrated role, I did it in college, where you come in and you pitch these certain innings. People don't, with starters not going deep, that fifth, sixth, even the seventh, we're always worried about the eighth and ninth and the, you know, the setup guy to the closer. Yeah. But just talk about how big Muller and Spence have been coming in when starters can't go deep.
Yeah, they've been doing an exceptional job. I mean, they come in, they get the job done, and then it helps our bullpen down the road, too. It saves some arms, and once we get to the eighth and ninth, we know we got Urseg and Mason ready. So for them to come in when our starters aren't doing so hot, they come in and they get the job done.
There was a lot of talk in the dugout before you went out in the ninth inning. What were you guys talking about? Because we're sitting there going, it's Mason Miller. And then all of a sudden, no, it's not. It's Lucas Urseg.
Yeah.
What were they saying to you?
Shea came up to me, and he was just telling me what's been going good with Urseg lately, and that's to mix in some sliders, because normally he's just heater, four-seam, sinker, changeup, and lately his slider's been on. And that's what we struck out Adley on the last pitch.
Well, I think people need to realize Urseg is still learning how to be a professional pitcher. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy for sure.
It wasn't that long ago he was in AAA hitting home runs.
I know. He's nasty. He's good.
We're talking, it's closer-like stuff.
No, yeah. I would say he goes a little, he's a little under the radar because of Mason Miller, but I'm telling you, they're neck and neck with the stuff they got.
So from a catching standpoint, explain, if you're someone who's throwing 99, and let's say it's Adley Rutschman, with him now having a pitch that can come in on Adley, mm-hmm. we know he's got a changeup to go away from Adley, but now he's got a pitch to come into Adley.
Yeah.
Just talk about as a catcher, when you're calling the game and you know the scouting report, what Adley likes, what he doesn't like, if he's hot, if he's not hot. But just talk about being able to pitch both sides of the plate and throw 99 to 100.
Yeah, so with Adley, we were just trying to stay away with the heaters and the two seams, and then obviously mix his changeup in there because it's nasty. To have something coming into the other side of the plate, it helps a lot, because as a hitter, if I know that he's just going to live on the outer side of the plate, I'm just going to set my sights over there. And I think that's why it made that strikeout look a little special, because it looked like Adley didn't even know he had a slider. For him to have that coming into the other side of the plate, it's just going to help him a lot down the road.
To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/A'sCast, or you can watch it on the A's YouTube channel. Coming up next, if you missed yesterday's action, don't worry, we got you covered. It was a great game, and we'll get you all the key moments next right here on A's Total Access.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Zerata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland Days.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Some people People just know safe drivers save more with Allstate. Just like they know a saxophone solo makes any song smoother. See? Smooth. And they know if you're a safe driver, you can save up to 40% with Allstate. Now that's nice.
Based on the national average premium savings for Allstate customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
A big, huge test in the season for the Athletics yesterday in Baltimore. Camden Yards, the rubber game of the three-game set. The Athletics would win 7-6. The Commander Cody, put this together for yesterday's action.
Swung on fly ball right center field. That's tagged. Mullins is back along with O'Hearn near the wall, and that one is gone. Seth Brown, a deep right center, is second of the year, and the A's jump ahead 1-2-0.
2 the count on Blade, and Suarez at the belt, the 3-2 pitch. One line drive, base hit down the right field line. Butler around third, he'll come in and score. O'Hearn will fire it in, going to third base is Nevin on a double from Blade, and the A's have tied it up at 2. Infield is in, and Rooker with a bloop single into left center. In to score is Nevin. Blade around third. It comes the throw to the plate from Mullins, not in time. Going to second base, Rooker. And there it is. The A's have a four-run game, a three-run in the lead, 4-2. That's a fly ball to right field. Butler going back, still going back. Long way to go near the track at the wall, and it is gone. Ramon Urias with a solo homer. It's now 6-4 Baltimore. It's their third home run of the game. The 0-2 to Nevin is swung on. A fly ball to left field. Hit pretty well. Going back is Kowser. He's at the wall. Looks up. And it is gone! A home run for Nevin. And the A's now trail 6-5. So Nevin with his second home run as an Athletic.
Swung on. Drill! Deep right! Way back! McKenna at the wall. And it is gone! Kyle McCann delivers against Kimbrell, and the A's have taken a 7-6 lead. What an at-bat for the rookie catcher. Kimbrell in absolute disbelief. 0-2 the count. Erceg readies and fires, and a swing and a miss! He gets him on the breaking ball, and the A's take 2 out of 3 in Baltimore. Erceg, his first major league save, going through Henderson and Rutschman, and the A's are victorious 7-6. What a weekend at Charm City for the Athletics as they end up with a 4-6 trip. And what they did in New York and what they've done in Baltimore, certainly some high hopes moving forward as they get home to the Coliseum tomorrow to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Final score, Oakland 7-6.
These guys have been battling all year, and you know, to come here against just a playoff team, a team that obviously is, you know, top of the division in the East, but to show that fight, to show that resilience, you know, I mean, up and down, like you can talk about basically almost all of these guys today that they contributed in some way, shape, or form to this win, which you know, says a lot about that group out there.
Great stuff. It was a terrific win, no question about it. A guy that has come back to the A's. Remember, he was here in 2020, and he's done a very good job. TJ McFarland, left-hander, joins Vince Cotroneo next, right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Back at the Coliseum, a beautiful night for baseball. The A's and the Pirates, the first of three. And T.J. McFarland, who is baseball's busiest pitcher, is our guest, the A's left-hand reliever, part of a group that threw 11 shutout innings over the weekend against the Baltimore Orioles. How exciting was that to watch that come together?
That's what it was, 11. It's funny, while you're in the bullpen, you're not keeping track of that. You're just going out there and trying to get as many outs as you can and keep the team close. But no, I mean, we have a great group down there. And it really doesn't matter what role we're in. Everybody's embracing next man up, you know, as proof to yesterday. You know, Mason needed a day, so everybody stepped up and tried to fill his shoes. No one can really do that. He's a special talent, but Ursig is very close.
How does that come together? You are a guy that certainly knows something about bullpens. You've been in your share with quite a few different guys over the years. You're back with the club, but really kind of new, and Mason's new to the role. Some other new guys like Austin Adams and Mitch Spencer down there, Michael Kelly, with guys that have been here in the past. How does it meld together as quickly as it has this year?
I think right now we're in a good spot. I think we're playing some really good baseball in Oakland. We're staying competitive. We're staying in games. Pitching has definitely stepped up a lot. But, you know, we embrace that, and we're doing a great job with it. But I just think, you know, what's the formula for a successful bullpen? I don't think there really is an answer to that. But I'd say having some roles and guys that are able to mentally and physically get ready for those situations, it helps out a lot.
TJ, I want to knock on wood when I ask this question, because you're off to a solid start, and you know the ups and downs of being in a bullpen because you've done it for so long, but you feel like you have basically reinvented yourself. So what's the new confidence for you being able to attack the way that you know that you were able to do maybe in the past in terms of arm angle and movement on pitches?
It's funny you say reinvented yourself, like now I'm throwing 97 or something. No, I'm essentially the same pitcher. I just cleaned myself up a little bit. I lowered my arm slot, and I feel like my sinker's a little sharper than it had been in years past. And because of that, I think I'm getting a lot of uncomfortable at-bats, a lot more uncomfortable at-bats. And then in addition to that, I dove deep into the analytics and did some digging on a sweeper and was successful in finding one. So I think just a combination of a lot of things. I think being in the big leagues is a constant adjustment, myself included. I'm a grinder. I've always had to find a way to get outs. Just because, you know, I might be a little less talented than everybody else, but I figured out a way to combat that.
What does it mean for you to know that you're a name that's been called on the phone a lot this year, and you've been able to respond for Mark Hotze?
I love that. I take pride in being able to be available for my job every day. I take a lot of pride in staying healthy and you know, being the guy that a team can rely on day in and day out.
Give it to me from a peer's perspective. Your teammates with Lucas Ursek, whose ball goes all over the place, and with Mason Miller, as we have watched, the ball just explodes out of his hand. What's it like watching those two guys compete?
Oh, it's incredible. Those guys are special. I enjoy, whether I'm in the bullpen or in the dugout, watching them compete. And, yeah, they definitely are the future to the game.
When you are a guy that you've been around long enough where you were a time maybe just a situational guy, the one guy, and now with the rules have changed, you can work it a little bit like you did on Friday. You faced the one batter, but then you had the one clean inning on Sunday. What has that, if at all, been an adjustment for T.J. McFarland over the years in terms of the way you know that you're going to have chances to face more than just a left-hand hitter, and you have to get right-handers out as well?
No, it's a big deal. When they changed that rule, no longer were lefties able to just rely on, okay, I'm going to come in and face one guy. There's a little bit more of a decision to be made by our manager, Kotze, and figuring out where I fit in the lineup. And to be honest, I give them a lot of credit to be able to figure that out. They've been putting me in situations that have given me the best chance to succeed, and as well as everybody else down there. I think they're very good at trying to figure out what stuff, whose stuff plays the best in certain situations. So, you know, I'd like to take some credit because I'm doing well, but at the same time, I feel like they have a lot of decisions in that, and they're really successfully doing that.
TJ, the last time you were with the Athletics, we talked to you through a computer screen. So nice to be face-to-face and have these conversations. Thanks for the insight. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks for showing the bullpen some love. Appreciate it.
TJ McFarland joining us on this Monday for the Pirates. More of A's Total Access with Chris Townsend after this.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. Time for the stat of the day. How about this? You're going to like this. The A's with the win yesterday was their 12th victory. Last year, they didn't get their 12th victory until May 30th in Atlanta. So this team far better. With the win yesterday, they're 4-0 in rubber games and 7-2 in the final game of a series. They got to find a way to score other than home runs, because right now, that's basically what they do. 45 of their 84 runs have come from home runs. That's 53.6%, by far the most in all of baseball. And on the trip, of their 28 runs, 20 were scored via the home run. That's 71.4. So the percentages, what does it mean? Too reliant on the home run. Got to get guys on base, and you got to hit with runners in scoring position. And this is a perfect time to take advantage of a team that doesn't score very much either. Coming up next, Ken Korak will sit down with Mark Kotze. We're getting you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Does managing your healthcare feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is A's Total Access.
It's a beautiful Monday. The A's are back home and settling in a little interleague action tonight as the A's and the Pirates kick off a three-game series. And Mark Kotze is with us. And really a great way to end the trip in Baltimore yesterday. I imagine Kotze in the dugout, it was pretty electric when Kyle McCann hit the ball over the wall.
Yeah, it really was. You know, it was a great feeling, I'm sure, for Kyle and for this ball club to go into Baltimore, you know, basically trail in two games and beat one of the best closers on Friday and on Sunday. It really kind of elevated this club's confidence.
What has Kyle done to keep himself sharp? Kotze, it's not easy being a backup catcher. He knows that. He knows that's his job, but when he's played, he's produced.
Yeah, he really has. You know, he stays sharp. Obviously, a lot of cage work, a lot of work on the velo machine in the cage, continuous work with Marcus, our you know, catching coordinator, coach down in the bullpen. So he's really done a nice job of understanding the role, you know, having the right mindset for the role, and when he's had his opportunities, really taking advantage of it.
You know, of course, the long duel with Kimbrel and the foul balls and a 3-2 count, and then earlier a big double by Blade, I think was a 3-2 count as well. And how much is that something that you've preached in the hitting coaches to grind into late counts like that?
No, we do, and I think the motto here is, like, just get three more pitches. Once you've got two strikes on you, see three more pitches, and really they've taken a heart. We started that in spring training. You know, we lacked a little bit of success over this month in that area, but then to see, you know, over the weekend against a really quality pitching staff, guys really taking that to heart, really grinding those at-bats, and then, you know, the epitome of it all, the result that Kyle got after he fouled three balls off in a 3-2 count.
And pretty cool, especially because of the journey he's been on, to see Lucas Ursa get his first major league save.
Yeah, really exciting for Lucas. You know, the kid's done a great job since we acquired him from Milwaukee midseason last year. The growth, the development for him, the maturity, you know, to put him in that situation and have confidence in that, to see him succeed, it felt really good.
Mason Miller facing his hometown Pittsburgh ball club over the series, Kotze. The feeling with the club, when you have a lockdown back into the bullpen, is it kind of like, if we can just keep this thing close, we've got a great shot?
Yeah, that's the mindset here, and I think, you know, I think the team is building confidence around that. The offense knows that if we can get Mason the lead, there's a pretty good feeling about him going out there. And when you say lockdown, I mean, things can happen, but it definitely, he's definitely solidified that role in the back end, and he's done a great job.
The other thing too, yeah, they've both been locked down so far for sure, but kind of the unsung, the long guys, the middlemen, and Spence and Mueller. The Mueller again yesterday, kind of the unsung hero sometimes on a ball club.
He really was. I mean, that's really what I got joy out of yesterday. I love the two-run homer. I love, you know, McCann hitting the game winner. But really, when I sat in my office post-game, it was more about the job Kyle did after Paul came out in the fourth inning, and, you know, and the job that Austin Adams did, and the job that T.J. McFarland did. You know, those guys really contributed to that win.
Every reliever right now with an ERA of less than 4. All right, Soundy, that's the skipper. A's and the Pirates on this Monday, and we'll send things back over to you.
All righty, A's baseball coming your way. It's the Buccos, it's the Athletics, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.